Age to Devotion by Andrew Murray. Chapter 16, The Spirit of Prayer. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. With every prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and to this end be alert, with all perseverance and requests for all the saints. The words are connected with the whole preceding context. Be strong in the Lord, put on the whole armour of God. Our wrestling is against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Stand, therefore, putting on the whole armour of God, both defensive and offensive, with every prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. The Christian's power, the Christian's wrestling, his putting on his armour and his wielding the sword of the Spirit is all to be in unceasing dependence upon God and believing confidently in his all-sufficient grace. A life of unceasing prayer is the secret to a life of victory. Praying always in the Spirit is the mark of the normal spiritual life. This praying at all times is to be in the Spirit. As unceasingly as my lungs are kept breathing and my heart beating by the divine power which upholds my physical life, so continually and most certainly will the Holy Spirit breathe in me that prayer by which the powers of the divine life and of the heavenly world are maintained. Salvation is not by works or effort or struggling. For I am, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, his workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works that God prepared beforehand, so I may do them. A divine creation not finished and left to itself, but with my life moment by moment upheld by the word of his power. Unceasing prayer is possible, is commanded, because the eternal Spirit ever works it as the heavenward breathing of the soul. With every prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. But this praying at all times is by no means selfish, with its reference only to our own needs. Be alert with all perseverance and requests for all the saints. In the epistle, Paul has taught us the large place that the truth of the body of Christ in its unity in love takes in the gospel. See chapter 2, verses 13 to 22, chapter 3, verse 6 and verse 18, chapter 4, verses 1 to 16, chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. As he has spoken of the wrestling to which believers are called with the powers of darkness, he speaks here of the unity of the saints forming one great army as the host of the Lord, animated by one Spirit, and all striving together for the establishment of his kingdom in the world. Continual earnest prayer for all believers is not only the duty of each one, but is that on which the welfare and the victory of the whole depends. What specifically we are to pray for the saints we can learn from Paul's own petitions. Look back to chapter 1, verses 15 to 23, and its plea on behalf of those who had already been sealed with the Spirit, that he would give them the Spirit of wisdom and divine illumination, that they might know the incomparable greatness of his power toward us who believe. Oh, how believers need this great truth to get a place in their hearts and thoroughly possess them. And how believers who have sought this for themselves need to be reminded of their calling to send up this prayer for others. The health of the church as a whole, the spiritual strength of individual believers or churches, depends more than we can think upon our unceasing watching in all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And study with this the prayer in chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, where Paul, as he bows his knees, cries to God to grant something special according to the riches of his glory, that these sealed believers might be strengthened with power through his Spirit, that so they may be filled with all the fullness of God. Do let us take in the thought. True believers stand greatly in need of the prayers of all to whom the spirit of supplication is given. The prayer is to be definite and pointed, pleading for the spirit of divine power to fill their entire inner person, that Christ may dwell in their hearts and they be rooted in love. All believers are to unite in pleading for all the saints, that God may make all of this true in them. And such prayer is to be an alert watching with all perseverance. Praying at all times in the Spirit for all the saints will be the secret of true revival in God's children. And on my behalf, the minister who is pleading as intercessor for the saints whom he watches over has equal need of their prayers in return. As the lifeblood, which is ever purified by the fresh air we breathe, circulates through the whole body and maintains its unity in vital power, even so the spirit of prayer, breathing in the air of heaven and breathing out and up to heaven the unceasing requests of love on behalf of the whole body and every member, is essential to the health of the body of Christ. The work of the ministry depends upon it. The minister is to train believers to this work as one of their highest privileges. The work of the missionary, who, like Paul, carries the gospel to the heathen, depends upon it. Oh, that we believed in the new power that could come upon our missions if believers answered the call, praying at all times in the Spirit, being alert with all perseverance and requests on my behalf. What grace would come in answer? Boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, and to preach, whether to the wise or to the ignorant, to the Greek or the Jew, to the follower of Muhammad or of dumb idols, Christ a stumbling block to the Jew, and foolishness to the Gentiles, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. What a vision of the work to be done in our daily hour of devotion! A vision of the hosts of spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, of Jesus Christ holding rule over all and carrying out the triumph of the cross, and of ministers and members of Christ labouring together and wrestling in preaching and in praying for the conquest of the world. Oh, what a new meaning and glory our devotions would have if, with a life in the Spirit, as he has been revealed to us in this epistle, a life strong in the Lord and the exceeding greatness of his strength within us, we no longer live to ourselves and our selfish religious hopes and efforts, but live in love, even as Christ loved us, and each gives himself as a sacrifice and an offering to God for the building up of the body of Christ. May God help us to catch the inspiration of the true standard of life the epistle has held out to us, and to believe with an undoubting confidence that God will make it true, even to a life praying always in the Spirit, and thus watching for all the saints, and above all, for the ministers of the gospel.